Welcome to Coaching in Progress, the podcast for pioneering insights, strategies, and solutions designed to empower high-impact teams and organizations. I'm Vito Abruzzi, your host, and today we'll dive into the fascinating dynamics of leadership and management through the lens of Jupiter and Mars. Let's roll.
Hey, everyone. Ready for a deep dive?
Always.
Today we're exploring leadership and management styles.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, we're using leaders from Jupiter, managers from Mars as our guide.
Ooh, I like that. Leaders from Jupiter, managers from Mars.
Catchy title.
Right.
It is.
So get this.
Okay.
The book uses these planetary metaphors to describe different leadership and management approaches.
I'm intrigued. I do love a good metaphor.
Right. And it's not just like a gimmick.
Yeah.
It really highlights how different.
Right.
But also how important both leaders and managers are.
Absolutely. Two sides of the same coin. You
know? Exactly. Yeah. It's like you've got Jupiter, this massive planet.
Okay.
It's all about big picture thinking, the long game.
Right, right.
And then you have Mars, much smaller.
Uh-huh.
But it's all about action, getting things done.
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. So the book suggests these planets represent our leadership and management archetypes.
Yeah.
So leaders, they're like our Jupiterians in this framework.
No, okay. Jupiterians.
They thrive in chaos.
Huh.
They're comfortable with the unknown.
They don't mind a little ambiguity then.
Not at all. Because they see the potential for growth in all that uncertainty.
Fascinating.
So they're the visionaries, right?
Yeah.
Inspiring their teams with that sense of purpose, like charting a course through uncharted territory.
I like that, the captain of the spaceship.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is how Jupiterian leaders build trust.
Oh, that's crucial.
It's not just about highlighting their wins.
All right.
They actually openly discuss their challenges, too.
Really? So they're not afraid to show vulnerability?
Not at all.
Yeah.
It makes them more relatable, more human.
Yeah. I can see how that would build trust.
And it helps the team connect with the mission on a deeper level.
Because they see that even their leader makes mistakes, has setbacks.
Exactly. It's like saying, hey, we're all in this together, learning as we go.
It levels the playing field a bit.
Totally.
Mm.
So now where do our Martians, the managers, fit into all of this?
Okay, bring on the Martians.
Well, they're the grounding force.
Okay.
All about structure, operational excellence.
Keeping things running smoothly.
Exactly. While the Jupiterians are off exploring new galaxies, the Martians are making sure the spaceship doesn't fall apart.
I see. So they're essential for day-to-day operations.
Exactly.
Mm.
But here's where things get really interesting.
Okay, I'm listening.
The role of the Martian manager, it's evolving.
Oh, how so? Oh.
It's not just about supervising tasks anymore.
Okay.
It's becoming much more about mentorship, nurturing the growth of their teams.
So they're like guides, helping their team members develop.
Exactly.
Yep.
And, you know, investing in their team's growth.
Yeah.
That builds loyalty and engagement.
It makes sense.
And let's not forget, Martian managers, they excel at problem solving.
Right. Practical problem solving.
They can assess a situation, identify roadblocks, and figure out the most efficient way forward.
So you need both, right?
You need that visionary leader to set the course.
Yeah.
And the manager to make sure the journey actually happens.
It's about balance, isn't it?
Absolutely. But how does a Martian manager, balance viewpoints in a practical way?
Good question. It's about more than just delegating tasks.
Right. Can you give me a concrete example?
Sure. Imagine a team working on a tight deadline.
Okay.
Instead of just pushing for completion, the Martian manager might check in with each team member individually.
Okay.
Understand their challenges and then work collaboratively to adjust workloads or deadlines.
So it's about being flexible.
It's about creating a win-win situation.
Where the project gets done.
Right.
And the team feels supported.
Exactly.
That's a great example.
Well, thanks. I try.
It really shows you how important empathy is for a manager.
It's huge, yeah.
Not just about hitting those targets.
No.
But understanding the people doing the work.
Totally. The human element.
Okay. But I'm thinking,
we've
got these big picture Jupiterian leaders.
Uh-huh.
And these, grounded, empathetic Martian managers.
Right.
Seems like a recipe for success.
It definitely has potential.
Yeah.
But, you know, these two approaches, sometimes they feel worlds apart.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Jupiter's looking way ahead.
Yeah.
Mars is focused on what's right in front.
Right. Like, different planets, different priorities.
Exactly.
So, a Jupiterian leader might say,
okay,
let's revolutionize the whole industry.
Whoa. Ambitious.
And the Martian manager's thinking,
what?
Hold on. Who's going to file these reports?
Right. Practical stuff.
Do we even have the resources for this?
Exactly. That tension between the big vision
and
the day-to-day reality.
Like a classic conflict.
It is.
So that's where the challenge lies.
For sure.
But also the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
Bridging that gap, getting Jupiter and Mars working together.
That's the key.
But how do we actually do that?
Well, it all comes down to understanding.
Okay.
And communication.
Makes sense.
Jupiterians need to see the value in that practical Martian approach.
Right.
And Martians, they got to understand how their work fits into the big picture.
It's like two pieces of a puzzle.
Yeah, you need both for the full picture.
The Jupiterians set the course, the Martians keep things running smoothly.
And together, they reach the destination.
But how do we put that into practice? Like in a real work environment?
The book actually gives a really interesting suggestion.
Okay, I'm all ears.
They call them Jupiter-Mars summits.
Jupiter-Mars summits. I like it. Tell me more.
Basically, it's a dedicated time for leaders and managers to meet.
Okay.
To talk openly about challenges.
Yeah.
Align on goals. Share their perspectives.
Creating that dialogue, right?
Exactly. Connecting the vision with the practical steps.
So it's not just like Jupiterians handing down orders.
No, not at all.
It's a real exchange of ideas.
For collaboration.
Where both sides can learn and grow.
That's the goal.
Have you seen these Jupiter-Mars summits work in real life?
I have. And when they're done right, they can be really powerful.
How do you make sure they're done right?
Well, you need clear objectives for each meeting.
Okay.
You got to encourage open communication.
Right. Respectful debate.
Exactly. And you have to make sure everyone knows what needs to happen afterwards.
So it's not just talk. It leads to action.
Exactly.
It seems like emotional intelligence plays a big role here.
Oh, absolutely.
For both the Jupiterians and the Martians.
EQ is crucial.
Being able to understand your own emotions and other people's.
It's the foundation for good communication.
So they can connect. Collaborate effectively.
Exactly.
Like imagine a Jupiterian leader.
Yeah.
All excited about their vision.
Uh-huh.
Learning how to communicate that to a more pragmatic Martian manager.
Right. Or a Martian manager.
Yeah.
Who's really good with data.
Okay.
Learning to share their insights in a way that helps the Jupiterian refine their strategy.
It's about bridging that gap through empathy.
Exactly.
So this stellar synergy we've been talking
about. Yeah.
It hinges on communication, respect, and emotional intelligence.
You got it. And when those things come together, that's when the magic happens.
I see that.
A workplace with trust and respect between leaders and managers.
Yeah.
Everyone feels connected to a shared purpose.
Working together towards these ambitious goals.
Knowing their strengths are valued.
Sounds amazing.
It is. And the source material actually poses a couple of questions.
Well,
help us think about all of this in a practical way.
Let's hear them. Hit me with them.
All right. So the first one is, how can you bring more of your Jupiter or Mars qualities to your team in a way that strengthens connection and purpose?
Well, I like that. It's not just about understanding these leadership styles, like theoretically.
Right.
It's about looking at ourselves.
Exactly.
You know, what are our strengths? How can we use them to build a better team?
It's about self-awareness and applying that knowledge.
I love it. What's the second question?
Okay, so this one is, what's one step you can take to bridge the gap with a planet you don't naturally align with?
That's a good one. It's like a challenge, right?
It is.
To step outside our comfort zones.
Yeah, to connect with people who see things differently.
Because that's how we grow, right?
Exactly. By embracing different perspectives.
It all comes back to that stellar synergy.
It does.
Wow, this deep dive has been so insightful.
I agree. Lots to think about.
Yeah, about our own roles, how we interact with others.
And how we can build those amazing, high-performing teams.
I really like this Jupiter and Mars framework.
Me too. It's so simple, but so powerful.
It gives us a way to understand these seemingly opposite forces.
Yeah, and when we harness them effectively,
we can achieve incredible things.
Exactly.
So to everyone listening,
yes,
we challenge you to think about those two questions.
Take some time to reflect.
How can you bring more of your Jupiter or Mars to your team?
And how can you bridge the gap with someone who's different from you?
Keep exploring these ideas. Keep the conversation going.
And remember,
you have the power to create truly stellar teams.
In your own corner of the universe.
Until next time, keep reaching for those stars.
Thank you for joining me on Coaching in Progress. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to read the Coaching in Progress newsletter on LinkedIn, where we discuss the insights and strategies covered. Let's keep the conversation going. Follow along and stay connected for more tools to empower your teams and elevate your leadership. Goodbye.